Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. I'm trying to get the little ditty to go. But once again, leave it to technology. Okay, that was basically my fault. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Awesome to be here. I can't believe it. It's September 8th. That's right. For the bestie, 109 days till Christmas. We laugh every time, too. I have this big, goofy smile on my face right now. And just think to myself, quick, get the bong. Or maybe get your new cat cigarette. If you're a smoker that wants to quit, this is going to be a good show. These are great. I mean, I'm not a cigarette, but I've got some interesting stories about a little sample taste of it. We are in an interview today. Yay! Woo-woo! Wednesday, Wednesday, folks. All right. Cedi Coscarella from TAC is coming on. A tobacco-like cigarette. yes, very interesting. And I hope we got the time frames right, because I did send them the time frame. So come on, Cedi. All right. Welcome to Wednesday, Wednesday. There you are. Whoop, whoop. All right. We'll have you on in just a second. Yay. Welcome to Wednesday, Wednesday, everybody. I can't believe it's September. This year has just, like, flown by. It's been just, yeah, an explosion. Sorry, new sound effects are coming up, kids. You just have to put up with me. Yeah, September, kids are in school. We're all hoping for cooler weather right now. Yeah, right. My friend said the other day, when is it supposed to get cooler? I was like, I don't know, November or something like that? Something like that. Maybe the night starts to get cooler. We'll get some cool weather, maybe. I don't know. We've got some awesome monsoons, though. Thanks to these guys. yeah, so today's awesome. We have a special guest on today, and let's give it up for Tumbleweed Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and get certified. It's good for 2 years now, the card is, and if you're wanting to use marijuana, cannabis, whatever, for any reason, medical or not, this is at least the cheaper way to do it. But we always encourage everyone to get their cards because it's usually the safer way as well. Yep, that's right. You get some legal protection with it. So we can't guarantee anything, but you do get rights with your landlord, your employers. They can't just, you know, they shouldn't be able to just boot you out unless you're so intoxicated you're causing trouble. Then that's not our fault, that's yours, and then you're on your own. Like any cannabis card is going to help that. But you do save because 25% sales tax in the recreational program is really, really high. Yeah, that's a lot. And you're very limited with what you can get in the recreational program as well, as far as the amount, the kind, strength, everything. Like a half a gram of concentrates or something, and that's just horrible for people that need, like, and want to make, like, their own RSOs for whatever, cancers or anything like that. So anyway, anywho, come get certified. And we are the lowest prices in town. $299 includes everything, all your doctor's records, the state fee, which is $150. You do get another $75 off if you are on food stamps at SNAP. And you get a discount if you're a veteran. But come on down and get certified. So if you check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can check out the certification section and find out what you can get certified for. And that would be PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, which covers most everything, severe nausea, all seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, which runs the gamut to dementia and everything in between that, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis, things like Parkinson's, tremors, but if it's not on the list, just ask us and we'll let you know about it.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Just give us a call, 520-838-4430. All right. Give me one moment here. I'm switching over. Oh, can you hear me now? Here it is.
I can hear you.
Once again. There it is. Once again, technology. You guys probably missed my entire spiel, didn't you? Oh, I'm so sorry. This is how technology goes over here. For some reason, it's just crazy. Well, welcome to the show. I just explained this whole fantastic thing. But, Seti, did I even say your name right?
You sure did.
All right. Well, there's one bonus for you. I
was
saying, welcome. Where are you right now? Are you in Canada?
I am. I'm in Toronto, Canada.
Nice. I like it there. That's a neat town. I lived in Grand Island for a few years. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Buffalo's great, too. Skip and a jump over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling everybody we were introduced to this, and I was a little skeptical at first, and I was thinking, why a cigarette alternative? And I thought, oh, my God, that's perfect, a cigarette alternative. That's exactly why. You just answered your own question right with your question, because there are, you know, 500,000 people a year that die from this, smoking cigarettes anyway. Mm-hmm. And the amount of people now with the new CBD excitement that's out there, people are, you know, looking to both. They're looking to up their CBD and quit their cigarette smoking. So this is like a twofer.
There you go.
So
we
tell
ain't
us a
please.
Little bit about... Yeah, exactly. Is that on the package? I think it says that somewhere. Yeah, exactly. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we launch into this product. And I've got some great stories for you because you sent us some samples. Thank you for that. And so I had some folks try it, and I've got some great, great stories for you. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my name is Seti. I'm the CEO of TAC Global Alternatives. Now, we'll get into the product in a little bit, but in terms of my own background, I mean, I've got a bit of a varied background. I've done a lot on finance. I've worked in green energy, private equity. Was an entrepreneur for a little while and sold my business. And then I found myself working at Philip Morris trying to commercialize one of their new products, which is called IQOS. And IQOS is sort of this hybrid between a vape and a cigarette. So it works almost like a PAX, right? It heats the tobacco instead of burning it. So
okay.
It's supposed to be the nicotine.
Oh, right.
But it doesn't,
okay.
it doesn't ignite. Now, I spent a few years working on that, and I've worked with thousands of smokers to really understand what it is that they like about smoking and what they don't like about smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find a smoker that would agree, like they really don't like the fact that they're addicted to smoking. And right. regardless of what alternative you put in front of them, whether it be a cigarette, whether it be a vape, whether it be these new heat-not-burn products or snooze or whatever it might be, they're all just nicotine delivery systems. And nicotine as a drug is quite possibly the most useless drug that ever existed. And it's coming from a guy that used to work at Philip Morris. Right? It doesn't do anything. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, you have a cigarette, you go outside, you smoke, and it calms you down. Smoking doesn't calm you down. All smoking
the breathing
does
in
is,
calms you down.
What smoking does is it takes you out of a state of withdrawal, because the way it's only got a half-life of 45 minutes in your blood. So after an hour, you're in a deficit, so you get agitated. You go outside, you have a cigarette, feel nice and relaxed. And you're not, all it did is put you back into that sort of addictive state. And that's the fundamental problem I see with the industry as a whole. They're all overly reliant on delivering a useless drug to feed an addiction. And I said, that's not there's got to be a better way than this, because all of these solutions are not really solutions. They're just bigger problems masked as a solution.
Right. Wow.
And that's
amazing.
And that's where TAC came. Right. You know, when I saw this, I was still at Philip Morris at the time. I got introduced to, you know, the founder and the company that was behind sort of bringing this thing to life. And I said, look, I think that if it's positioned right, I think you got a real shot at trying to solve a very, very big problem, because you've got almost 1.5 billion people worldwide that still smoke. And I don't believe that any other alternative is really going to help solve the problem like TAC can, because you know, at the high level, the value proposition we try to provide our consumers is to give them the power to choose back. So our product uses a biomass that is predominantly made out of hemp. Now, unlike other hemp cigarettes, we figured out how to make our product taste like tobacco, which going after the tobacco market is very, very important.
Right.
Right? Taste is a big factor. So you know, for us, we wanted to make sure that we could match that experience as closely as possible. And I think that we've created something that tastes better than a cigarette. And then instead of delivering nicotine, which, as I said, is completely useless, we'll deliver CBD.
And totally harmful.
Right. The CBD does have the ability to help calm you down naturally.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So for smokers,
when you say it's
go ahead.
Well, it's mostly hemp. What are you using other herbs or spices
it's
or flowers or what?
It's a proprietary blend. It's predominantly hemp.
Okay. All natural?
From the biomass, yes. I mean, we'll add flavoring agents to help it make it taste the way it should. But overall, it's a natural product.
Okay.
It's all plant-based.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Do you have organic products as well?
We're looking at that now. You know, one of the things that we saw is that there is an abundance of hemp in the market. And the good thing about our process is we're not reliant on a particular strain. Because part of the challenge when you're trying to build sort of a large consumer packaged goods company is consistency. So when you're beholden to sort of a naturally occurring biomass, you're beholden to the taste profile of that biomass, and that will change year over year based on growing conditions. The way that we manufacture the product, we're able to incorporate a level of consistency that you're not going to see in any other product because of the way that we process. So we're agnostic on the strain because for us, we're looking to deliver CBD in the most effective way possible with a taste profile that's going to match our target consumer's taste profile. And I think the you know, the way that we make the product is perfectly situated for that.
Well, yeah. My mom was a smoker. So when I opened the package, when I got the sample mail, I opened it up, I laughed because they look exactly like a pack of cigarettes. And I would open my mom's cigarettes for her. And when I was 14, I tried them once, and it wasn't for me.
I think it was
a Virginia Slim menthol. I'll never forget it. It was my best friend, Tracy. You know, it's one of those moments, defining moments. Am I going to be a smoker? Yeah. When you're little, and I grew up in the 70s, so when you're little like that and everyone's smoking, the windows are rolled up, there's not really a choice. But I didn't like it.
Right.
However, it looks like a cigarette pack. It opens exactly like the cigarette pack with the foil and everything. Now I have a couple staff that I said that are smokers. Well, one, this is interesting. I'll tell you two quick stories. One hasn't smoked for 30 years. She gave it up. She gave it up 30 years ago. The other one is trying to give it up now for a surgery. Yep. She has to quit for 6 months. So I said, okay, you guys, I need you guys to try these because I'm not a smoker. I wouldn't know what to think. The one that was the who had quit 30 years ago came back, and she came into my office, and she was like, oh, no way. Oh, heck no. No, no. And I was like, what? She goes, oh, no. And I said, what? She goes, I can't do it. She goes, it tasted just like a cigarette. She goes, it was really great. It was really smooth. And I said, she goes, and I don't want to smoke again. She goes, I just can't do it. And I said, well, what about the CBD? She goes, oh, that was great. She goes, oh, now I like that. She goes, I smoked about half of it. And she goes, I feel really good.
Yeah.
So even just the half, there's not a whole lot of CBD in it, but in each one. And so I have another question for you about that. Now, the other gal came in and said, oh, this is great. This just might be my ticket. This just might get me to my surgery. And I literally almost cried because that to me. So I just was like, here, take the pack. Just take it with you. And when I'm done with this, I'm going to give it the other ones and just say, here, take them and see if this won't work for you. Because if that, if that's the case, 6 months, you'll be great. Your body will be feeling so much better, and you can hopefully get ready for that surgery. So my question, so those are two neat stories. I thought that was pretty cool coming from an ex-smoker and a current smoker. And I did try one this morning. I tried the smooth. They each tried, the one tried the menthol, the ex tried the menthol, and the other one tried the original. And I did take a little puff of the smooth this morning just to say I tried it.
Okay.
And it was smooth, and it did remind me of, I had a little flashback, and I was like, yeah, okay, this is smooth, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm not a cigarette smoker.
And that's perfectly fine. I mean, what I'm happy to hear that the product performs the way that we say it does. But,
one
thing that I always like to sort of caveat all of that with is we're not looking to try to bring people who aren't smokers into the category.
Right.
In fact,
I'll say,
if you don't smoke, don't start. If you do smoke, you should probably quit. And then if you can't quit or you don't want to quit, then try TAC.
Try these, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of it is that tactile, just the whole function of going outside and there's a socialness to it and all that. So cigarette smokers, like you're saying, there's like a half-life of 45 minutes on them, and then so you start to get irritated and agitated. Now, we know CBD, hemp, cannabis can last a lot longer than that. And you probably wouldn't have to smoke the whole thing to get a calming effect. So these could essentially a lot longer, like cigarette smokers are pack-a-dayers. I mean, you could probably get away with, 2, 3, 4 days on one of these if you were, trying to just really break the habit.
Sure.
I mean, as far
it'll
as
help
the,
give you,
the
I think that it
goes.
Can help give you the willpower to reduce whatever consumption you want. And again, that's why we say, we want to give that power to choose back to the consumer. So you can decide,
right?
You want to smoke, smoke. You don't want to smoke, don't smoke, right? It won't be because you're physiologically dependent to a drug. You'll smoke.
Right.
I look at it like the alcohol industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to take tobacco and overlay it on top of the alcohol industry, every consumer would be an alcoholic.
That's true.
But the alcohol industry does just fine without relying on all of its consumers to be alcoholics.
No.
You can have a drink
totally
if you want to have a drink, or if you don't want to have a drink, you don't have to have a drink. And the industry does perfectly fine.
Just fine.
So why can't you use that business model for tobacco?
Right. Right. Well, and you're right. The alternatives have been only what they steer away from is just the paper wrapping. So they're not, and the herb itself. So they're going to devices that deliver more nicotine in a single hit. And it's making it worse for people, and they're making them just, people are getting, sicker and sicker. But it's nice to see people weaning away from them altogether. But I think this is going to be a great alternative for people that are really having a hard time. What is the paper made of? What's the wrap made of?
The wrapper itself would just be the regular cigarette wrapper. So
okay.
Sometimes we might look at adding some additional sort of flavoring agents in there to help the overall flavor profile. But, again, for us, we wanted to try to make the experience as similar as possible so that smokers
mm-hmm.
would find the switch easy.
Right.
Because, again, we're going after a very specific target. So if smokers
right.
are already used to the experience of how they buy a pack of cigarettes, we wanted to make that experience as similar as possible or almost indistinguishable. Because
right.
when you're trying to, you know, take somebody out of this very deep-rooted habit and give them a viable alternative, you don't want the pain of change to be so great that they won't want to go through it.
No, it's like, you know, sorry, I'm very big on healthy foods, but is trying soy products for the first time. Sometimes they're not the best.
Well,
or
no,
they don't taste exactly
the
same.
Yeah, I think this is where Beyond
so
Meat did really well.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. This is so similar that I don't think you would know. I mean, a cigarette person would know, but not hugely, you know? I mean, I had two cigarette people tell me, for hand off, that's it. They, you know, whoa, that's, you know, just like it. Yeah. And
yeah, I still remember
like
the
this.
First time I tried Beyond Meat, and it was like, if I didn't know, I probably wouldn't know. And that's got to be
exactly.
the closest veggie burger I've ever had to a real burger. Almost like
is that
hero
is that the Impossible Burger? Is that what they use? Or is that a different
yeah,
one?
Yeah, whether it's the Impossible Burger or the Beyond Meat Burger, I mean, there are two different companies that do it, but they're very similar in terms of their
the
overall
same.
Experience.
Yeah.
And I think what they did is they figured out how to take what was otherwise a boring veggie burger that probably tasted a little bit
yeah.
more like sawdust. And,
paper.
You know,
yep.
make it taste and feel exactly like you're eating a burger.
Like a burger.
And they positioned it for people who would otherwise be buying meat or burgers.
Right.
And that's how they caught fire so quickly because
yep.
they were able to give their target consumer a viable alternative
mm-hmm.
that was almost indistinguishable
mm-hmm.
from the thing that they were originally buying with some sort of added value. You want to reduce
yeah.
your meat. You can try, you know, Beyond Meat or Impossible Foods, and the
mm-hmm.
experience won't be that much different. If not, it might be even better for you than
oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, it's definitely better for your body or easier to digest and better for the planet in many ways.
Right.
Yeah. And so what's our price point on these guys? If we go, can you get them at like a 7-Eleven? Is one of those things? Or are they specialty shop? Where will you find these?
Well, we're just starting to commercialize. We started commercializing this year. We're in well
okay.
north of 500 stores right now. So we launched in Ohio. We started to add stores now in Georgia, in Mississippi, in Michigan, Nevada, California. So we're making our way through the U.S. If we're not in an area currently from a brick-and-mortar standpoint, you can always either get a free pack to try for yourself online at trytac.com, or you can even buy cartons as well. So if you like the product or you like the idea and you really want to give it a shot, you can always go to trytac.com and buy the product there.
That's awesome. Well, I think Arizona might be we might be your first in Arizona. I think this is a great product. We have a brick and mortar. Well, actually, we have another one coming up too. We're opening a new shop. I think this is going to. Yeah, I think, thank you. I think this is going to be a really great alternative for a lot of people. I mean, it's like the O'Doul's and stuff too, where, you know, you like the flavor, but you don't need the alcohol. You know, people just, and a lot of this is social. This is so social
yeah.
for people, you know? And, well, and especially now, it's super hard. Everything's getting canceled. And still, I mean, you know, things are happening. Things are getting canceled and food's coming back, getting worse. And people are hiding away again. And I would rather see people smoking these things. Yeah, I'd rather them smoke a pack of these a day even.
I'd much rather prefer, if you're smoking any tobacco-based product, that you smoke that instead.
Yeah, absolutely. especially if you're that hardcore cigarette smoker and you don't want to switch to machines and devices. I would imagine the baby boomers and people around those age are finding that are really liking these.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, even when I was at Philip Morris, I saw a lot of the data, and it was interesting because the vast majority of smokers have tried vaping. Yet if you take a look at the market statistics, the vast number of smokers are still smoking cigarettes. So if all of these smokers have tried vaping, why are they still smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, the vaping experience is not for a lot of people. I mean, it seems to be for a younger crowd, and more of the smokers, you know, are probably 40 and up kind of people in this day and age. Are younger people going after these?
Look, I mean, for us, we want to position the product for anyone 21 plus. And, you know, we wanted to match the legal age of smoking. We also, you know, made sure that the flavor profile matched that of tobacco. Because if you think about it, I mean, this is the problem that I think the vape industry ran into. You know, you're trying to create a viable alternative for smokers. You know, for somebody that's smoking Marlboro or Camel, I'm not entirely sure they're looking for mango.
Right.
Or cotton candy.
Yeah.
Or Red Jolly Rancher. Like, that's not really the flavor profile. So I think they did a great job of sort of building the category, but they did it off of the backs of consumers that weren't really in the category to begin with. And that's something that we've tried to take a very, you know, concentrated approach to ensure that we're matching our product to the intended consumer, which is a smoker.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, you don't eat strawberry-flavored cigarettes, right?
Not yet.
No.
Yeah. No, in fact, a lot of states ban the flavoring anyway now just because of they're attracted to young folk.
Well, exactly, right? And the FDA is starting to take a very similar approach where they're like, okay, you have to submit, to the FDA in order to start selling vape now. And they're going back and starting to question, okay, can you help me understand why, you know, a smoker of Marlboro Red would be looking for a creme brulee flavored vape?
Right. Exactly.
It's a simple question that doesn't really have an answer.
Yeah. That's why I wondered if you had a younger crowd. But like you said, your target crowd are the folks that are just trying to get off of this stuff, and there's millions of those people trying to do that. Are you guys giving presentations, or how do you train folks to talk about this and discuss the benefits of this?
Well, I mean, from sort of a retailer and wholesaler standpoint, we've really started aggressively pursuing trade shows now that they've opened up again, and that's really given us great opportunity to help educate the people who will ultimately sell the product to consumers about the value proposition that we have. And then on top of that, we're also, you know, undertaking some very robust marketing campaigns so that we can at least start bringing the brand to the forefront for smokers so that they understand that there's a viable alternative to what they're currently doing. And I think that that's really going to help us propel the company forward. Because, again, if you think about smokers, I know that the vast majority of them are actively looking for a better alternative.
Yeah.
I don't think the market is currently providing them with, you know, long-term solutions. And that's why I think as we start to learn more about what our product is and how it can help benefit them, they're seriously going to at least give it a try. And that's all I can ask. Right.
Well, you would think that a cigarette company would try and make a pack of cigarettes that would keep someone around a long time so they could keep buying their products. This will do exactly that. You quit smoking and you use these, you'll be around a lot longer.
Yeah. And again, I look at it like the alcohol industry or practically any other CPG industry. Right. There's no other product that you buy that has to rely on you being addicted to the product in order for them to sell it. The example I used to use is like peanut butter, right? I buy a jar of peanut butter. Mm-hmm. When the jar of peanut butter is finished, I go to the store and I buy another jar of peanut butter. Peanut butter is not addictive, but peanut butter does just fine.
Right. But yet we have to have peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Or any other product. I mean,
right.
People will buy it if they like it and it helps them add value to their life. And I think that this can help smokers add value to their life because they can still smoke if they want to, not because they have to.
Right. With how CBD stays in your system a little longer, you know, hopefully that these packs will last longer, you know, and they'll have less harm to their bodies, and that's, you know, what we want.
Exactly.
Ultimately, less sick people. I wish my mom was a heavy, heavy smoker, and I wish she had had something like this, because ultimately that's pretty much what got her. Emphysema, COPD, the whole nine. So, yeah, that would have been great to have that around a long time ago. Glad you have it now. You guys launched in 2020, is that right?
Right at the tail end of 2020, we got our first packs into store. We originally launched in Ohio, and now since then we've started adding a number of more states throughout the U.S. We've gotten international orders now out of the U.K. and Ireland. We just got an order in for Australia. We're working on, you know, solidifying partnerships across many countries throughout Europe. And a lot of this is happening way faster than I would have thought when I started a year ago. But
That's amazing. That's awesome.
I think the value, the value proposition that we can provide to smokers is so compelling that for anybody that's in the industry, they'll look at it and say, you know what, I think that this can work in my store. I think my consumers would like this product. And I tend to agree.
Well, I think our consumers would too. We have a lot of people that we see. We sell the hemp joints and the blunts and things like that. And people come in and they say, oh, wow, you can smoke that hemp? You can smoke CBD? Sure. And they come back and they'll just buy a single pre-roll. And just they enjoy that a lot more than the cigarettes because it's less harmful and it lasts a lot longer. But this looks just like you walk and you go, oh, I didn't know you smoked cigarettes. No, we don't.
Exactly.
Yeah. So with our sample, we got a COA, a certificate of analysis. And is that something you do for all your batches?
So we'll create a COA for all the batches. And then depending on the pack, you can always go online and check against what the COA is.
Oh, I just looked. I thought, is there a QR code? And yes, there is right there.
Yep.
Things are so handy. And does that go to each individual? So if I click the menthol one, it'll go to menthol?
It'll go to that batch.
Oh, okay. Oh, sweet. Right on. Okay. And you get these tested by a third party somewhere?
Yes. Yes, we
awesome.
Do. So again, with hemp, you have to be below a 0.3% THC content, and I can assure you all of our product will be well below 0.3% THC.
Yeah, these are well below that, but you've got a really nice high CBD profile here.
Yeah.
And these are, and so are you, where you guys, do you get your hemp just from across our country, from all over? Do you hand pick it? Do you grow it?
No, so we'll work with farmers throughout the U.S., and we'll try to source the best lots possible. And in doing so, we try to deliver the highest quality product we can to our consumer. So we'll work with a number of farmers throughout the U.S. We don't own a farm ourselves, but from a business standpoint, I think that makes a ton of sense for us because it helps diversify the risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to be in the business of building a brand and creating products that help consumers better their lives. You know, there's better people than us that can, you know, be fantastic farmers for us and grow the crops that we'll need in order to make the product that we make.
We all have our skills.
I think it's important that you focus on the stuff that you do really well and then let others focus on the stuff that they do really well. And when you sort of build an ecosystem like that, everybody's doing the thing that they do best. You're bound to succeed and create the best product that you can make.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got a great website, too, with all sorts of different opportunities. But one of them that I'm very interested in and excited about is investing. Talk to us about stocks.
Sure.
Where do we invest here?
Oh, so we're a publicly traded company. In Canada, you can find us on the Canadian Securities Exchange. The ticker symbol is TAAT. And in the U.S., we're on the OTC. The ticker symbol is TOBAF. We recently made an application to have the shares uplisted to the NASDAQ, so we're in that process now. So hopefully in the near future, we'll have some good news on that. And, I think, investors to date have been reasonably happy when I started. I think the company was trading at about a $60 million valuation. Right now, we're at about $450 million. So we've done
wow,
I think, over the last year.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Stock is the way to go. So, yeah, so anybody can get in there, you guys. This is what I love about the ground level. You know, you guys are just starting. I mean, it's been a year, almost 2 years, but that's still brand new, and you guys are doing this well. I think that's a good sign for everybody.
Well, look, like I said, a lot of these opportunities are coming at us a lot, much faster than I would have initially thought, which is a great problem to have. And now for us, it's about putting together the right team so that we can start fulfilling on all of these orders and bring the product to as many smokers as possible around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important. You know, people's health is so important, and what they're putting in their bodies, especially with this, you know, it's really nice to see a health trend these days, you know, where people are excited to get healthier and take more control of their bodies. And I think, you know, back in the day, people weren't, you know, like when I grew up and when my mom grew up, especially, she started smoking at 15, you know, she was born in 42. I mean, that's just what they did, you know. They just, and all her sisters, you know, all her brothers, they all smoked. There were eight of them. It's just, you know, it's just what you did.
This coming of age.
Exactly. And there were the commercials, my doctor smokes Pall Mall. And you're like, what?
If
your doctor's smoking this stuff. I mean, whether or not they were, that's the advertising we got back then. And the egg is good, the egg is bad, the egg is, you know, you go back and forth. But
eggs are good, eggs are bad, butter's good, margarine's good.
Yeah. But these are definitely good. These are not bad.
Yeah.
I think they're
much better than cigarettes.
Yes, way better than cigarettes. My staff, the one that I thought, like, I almost felt in trouble when she walked through the doors and she was like, oh, no, I can't. And I was like, oh, my God, what happened? And she's like, it tastes just like it. I can't do it. I'm like, oh, really? Tell me more.
Yeah.
And then I said, I totally get that. I said, then you don't get any more of these. I said, get rid of that. I said, but how was the CBD? And she really did like that. And there's 2.5 milligrams in each stick?
25 milligrams in each stick.
25 milligrams in each stick.
Hmm.
Ah, okay. So she had 12 milligrams. That's not a lot, and she felt fantastic. You know, what is the menthol that you use in there? Can I ask that? Is that a secret recipe?
It is, but again, we always try to match the flavors of the leading brands so that we can appeal to the broadest cross section of consumers. So when we took a look at the menthol, we wanted to make something that would appeal to, you know, the vast majority of menthol smokers in the U.S., and I think that we've done that. And given sort of some of the impending regulations that are, you know, being proposed by the Biden administration, I think that we'll be well-positioned going forward if any of those things come to fruition. So whether they want to ban menthol at a sort of federal level, our product wouldn't really fall within that because we don't have tobacco and we don't have nicotine. So for anybody who's a menthol smoker, if that ban comes into effect, well, that I think would be a very viable option for a lot of those consumers that would be looking for a product like that. You know, one of the other things that they're looking to do is potentially reduce the nicotine concentration in cigarettes to the point where they're not addictive, which, while I agree is a good thing, I think what it does is it basically strands all of the existing consumers. So, I mean, it'll help for anybody that's trying to enter the category to not become addicted to cigarettes. And I think that we're helping to solve that problem alongside that right now because our product isn't addictive. But what you'll end up
and
doing
there's zero nicotine in it.
Of existing smokers that won't be satisfied by any of the cigarettes that are on the market. And again, that's
right.
just because of the way nicotine works and how I explained it before. Well, our product
right.
will provide that satisfaction for them. So, you know, if they drop
right.
all the nicotine concentration and these cigarettes are not really, you know, satisfying any smoker, well, that all of a sudden becomes an even more viable option because it's the one that will and still tastes like a cigarette.
Exactly. Well, and it's like decreasing the amount of alcohol in a beer so much so that you're just making someone upset at that point.
Yep.
They don't want to, you know, unless it's Coors Light and then sorry, guys, that's all you're drinking anyway, is water.
Yeah. And, but the thing is, where I think that we're, like, I like the analogy to the alcohol-free beer, but where I think that we're different, you know, when you have the alcohol-free beer, you're just taking out the alcohol but not replacing it with anything. So you're basically drinking a blank, which is okay if you like the taste profile, but it's not really giving you anything else. When you look at, you know, what we're doing, we're removing the nicotine, yes, but we're replacing it with something that I think is better. And that way, the satisfaction of the consumer isn't impaired. In fact,
And like you said, you're actually getting a calmness from this tap cigarette because there's CBD in there that is actually calming you. And what the nicotine is actually doing is not calming you. It's just easing it's filling your addiction, actually. So it's like hair of the dog. It's like hair of the dog all day long with cigarettes. Oh, man. Oh, okay. But you don't need that with Tat. There's no hair. There's no dog.
No. Oh. No, there is.
No. Just a little calm baby lamb.
There you go. I'll take
that. There you go. All right, baby lamb. Yeah. Well, this is great. The other thing I had said right at the beginning that everybody missed because technology is just not with me ever here, I was really hesitant to – The first introduction, I didn't read everything fully, and I was like, wait, there's CBD in this? What's going on? I didn't understand while we were being presented with a cigarette alternative until I actually said, wait, is there CBD in it? And they're like, yes. I was like, oh, okay. Perfect sense. And then when I got the sample, I was like, oh, no, I have to try this. I'm not a smoker, so I scheduled my staff yesterday to make sure that they were there so they could try it.
Well,
and it's great.
I'm glad they enjoyed it.
It was the best reactions from both of them. The one came in that is needing the surgery, and just the look on her face was like, wow, this could actually really work. You know, and I was like, whoa, that's huge. Coming from a cigarette smoker, you know, that's really big time. That's really big time. And I know other, I almost want to be a spokesperson now because I know a lot of people that smoke and I just want to pass these out and say, just try one, you know, because I love these people and I don't, you know, that's how I lost my mom and she was still smoking in with oxygen on. I mean, it was that addictive for her, you know? And I would love to rather have had her on this, but I would rather see my friends that do this. I have one neighbor that sneaks over. That's all I'll say. And does her little cigarettes, and I'm gonna have her try these because I think she'll like this a lot better, and it'll be a lot better for her. See, and there's no longer sneaking. You don't have to sneak your Tat cigarettes. Oh, that's great. So were you? Do you use cannabis yourself, or were you a smoker of cigarettes? I mean, how is your – what's your whole perspective on all of this?
Well, listen, I was a smoker of cigarettes in the past, and I think that – and I had quit. But I think that had I had this option at the time, I likely would have given it a shot. Yeah. On the cannabis side, yeah, I mean, obviously I've had cannabis. For me, the only thing with the cannabis, I've never been a huge fan of the flavor profile, but that's just me.
Okay.
I think now that there's a lot more work going into the terpenes and there's different flavor profiles that can be generated, I think probably make it a little bit more palatable. It's kind of like, again, I always use the alcohol. I'm a scotch and bourbon guy. I wouldn't really consider myself a vodka and tequila guy. It's not that I have an aversion to alcohol. It's just the flavor profile I like is a little bit more on the scotch and bourbon side.
Exactly. And I can't eat cilantro. It tastes like soap to me. You know, it's all about the terpene.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's, yeah. But, you know, thankfully there's, you know, with the people that we come to get certified in our office, they're a lot older. And a lot of them just want capsules. They don't even want to taste anything. They just want old school. They want to stick something in their pill box, you know, or just put a patch on or, you know, be on their way. So thankfully the scientific end of all this, you know, chemistry and all the cooking, we're getting a lot of good edibles and things like that to do as well.
Yeah.
So one other question for you.
It's evolved really well over the last number of years to incorporate different products for different consumers with different palates.
Right. Absolutely. Now, we do have a lot of consumers that come in, and when they buy our ingestible hemp products, whether it's a joint or an edible or whatever, they always ask, is this going to show up on a drug test? What do you say to the folks that are asking that question to you?
Well, I think, again, our concentration is well below the legal limit for how hemp is classified. It's difficult for me to speak to, because, again, that's all dependent on everybody's individual metabolism. So I can't say it'll never trip it. It really just depends on the individual. But what I can say is that our concentration is so low on the THC side that it's well within the legal limit and range of what hemp would be defined as.
Yeah, you also sent the notice regarding the shipment of hemp, and it complies with the 2018 Farm Bill and all that, which I thought that was great that was in there. Awesome. And I just had another question and it went out the window. But that's okay. It'll come back at some point. Because that's a big question for people I know what it was. But they really, like, we get, you know, people with driver's licenses and people that work, you know, as doctors and whatever, nurses and stuff like that. They want to make sure that that they're not going to test. And that's what we say. We can never guarantee it. However, this is all in compliance with our 2018 Farm Bill. So are you adding terpenes to these as part of your flavor profile? My question.
No. No, we are not adding any additional terpenes to this.
Okay. So it's just whatever comes in your batch of hemp.
Yeah.
So basically these are all hybrids.
The
hemp matter?
I'm trying to figure out how to answer that question without sort of giving away the trade secrets.
Oh, see, oh, All right, we can talk later.
Yeah.
We can talk off record. There you have it, folks. But anyway, these are fantastic. I'm really glad that I thought in advance to say, hey, quick, send a sample. I really love the reactions I got. And I really am excited to have others try it, and I would like to have some in our shop as well. We'll have to talk to you about wholesale opportunities. I think that
100%.
It'll do really well.
Talk about that.
Yeah, awesome. And I'd like to see
more
people.
Maybe not live on a call, but we can totally talk about that.
Yes. Amen. I'd like to see people try these instead. Cigarettes are not a good thing, and especially, you know, there are a lot of young people out there that are still just trying to be cool, you know, and doing it for that factor too, you know, the James Dean kind of thing of their age. But hopefully we can introduce these things and get everybody off nicotine. Zero tobacco, zero nicotine, beyond tobacco. This is a great
That's
packaging.
Right.
I love packaging. Yeah, I
Thank
love
you.
The packaging. This is fantastic.
Yeah, we put a lot of work into
that. Yeah. I can tell. It's fantastic. You got all your warnings on the sides that everybody needs, and then your UPC, your scan, your barcodes, and your QR code, which is fantastic. Those things are great. And then it's 0.3% or less of THC.
That's right.
And then it says contains approximately 50 milligrams CBD and less than 0.2% THC. That's great. And everything, you open it, you've got the foil, the whole wrapper experience. Always like to joke with my mom, and I take her wrapper, and you probably did this too, maybe as a kid, you turn it upside down. So when they went to open their pack, it was sealed again. That was a fun trick. Bringing back lots of memories here. Awesome. Well, are you going to be speaking anywhere soon that we can hear or see you or live? Any trade shows coming up?
Yeah, I think we'll probably announce them in the next couple of weeks, but we will be participating in some large trade shows over the next little bit. I just don't want to take the thunder away from the guys that are writing our press releases.
Oh, yeah, no. That's it. That's good enough. As long as we know something's happening, there's a drum roll there.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely have some announcements on that, for where, we'll be presenting the product and, maybe where I can meet some potential, consumers and even investors.
Oh, there you go. Absolutely. So tell everybody where they can get in touch with you the easiest.
Well, you can follow us on social at TAT Global. If you want to learn more about the product, you can follow us at TriTAT. And then the website's tritat.com and tatglobal.com.
Awesome. And so everybody can get a free sample, and you do cartons as well. Excellent. Oh, there it is, tritat.com. Check it out. Menthol, smooth, and original. They've got a store locator, events about, your free pack. You can shop there. Do we have baseball hats yet? I really like baseball hats.
Yeah, we're working on some swag now, so hopefully we'll be able to launch in the next little bit. But I think we'll have a nice sort of array of branded product that people can show their support with.
Awesome. That's fantastic. I'll take a blue hat. You can say tat on the front and smooth on the back. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for, that would be great. And we will contact you for sure. And thank you so much for taking time out of your day to spend it with us. We really appreciate it. We love that you guys reached out, and we're excited for you and your team. And we didn't get to talk about them, but I'm sure you have an amazing team behind you guys. And, tell whoever thought about this. Good job. High five for this one. It's fantastic.
Thank you, Ken. I really appreciate you having me on. It was a ton of fun.
Awesome. Thank you. Have an awesome day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. There you have it, folks. You heard it here first with Steady Coscarella. I don't know if I think that sounds right. I think he said I did that right. Great guy. This is fantastic. Really super nice guy. He looks like he'd be super fun to just hang out with, and you can have your bourbon and I'll have my tequila, and then we'll have just, we'll have a good night. We'll be good. But these are great. Seriously, I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I should. I don't know. Cigarettes. Bad memories. And then I got them, and I just laughed because they look just like them. And if you check our website out, you can see, I don't have a link there. Boo, I'll get you one. But you can check out the product. You can just Google it, and it'll go take you right to the website. You can try your free pack. and hopefully they'll be at a store near you soon in Arizona. Great alternative. I think that's just a great idea. And thank you for tuning into Weeds Day Wednesday, everybody. If you didn't know where you were, you're listening to Weeds Day Wednesday. Thank you, Sadie, for coming on. Yeah, hemp. It's a big thing. Speaking of hemp, we have a brand new shop opening up called The Good Leaf. Yoo-hoo! 6224 East Speedway Boulevard, right next to Bookman's. Heck yeah. Booyah. That'll be opening very soon here. Silver Sister will be back, and then we'll be getting that up and going. But in the meantime, come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come down and get certified. Very important to do so. Lots of benefits, especially you're saving 25% tax. That's crazy. Better legal protection. Well, legal protection at all. And if you're confused about the gun rights thing, which everybody seems to be, and I don't blame you, it's very confusing. Federally, no one's supposed to have a gun with narcotics or any kind of drugs. We all know that. No drugs and guns. Weed's not a drug. For the state of Arizona, you can have your medical marijuana card and your marijuana and your gun. You can have it. Just carry your weed around instead of your gun. So, you know, and keep that stuff all locked up. So, but if you want to get certified, PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, all kinds of chronic pain, fibromyalgia, migraines, DDD, RA, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, all types of seizures, HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, and that includes dementia and everything up to that, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. And you can get your medical card if you're being treated for any one of these things. The treatment causes that. You can get your medical card.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. Hope everybody on Grand Island is doing good. Sorry, I just had to do the laugh track. Hope you're all doing well out there. Soul Sister, we'll see you soon. Cannabis Kid, we'll see you soon. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can check out who's coming up on the radio show next. Just click the radio link. And we've got coming up, we've got Ed Rosenthal and Earl Carruthers coming up. We're super excited about both of those shows. It'll be fantastic. Let's see here. Let's see if we can do this right now. At least we can get out of the show correctly, right? Oh, no. I don't know if you can hear that. Oh, I think you can hear that. It's just me that can't hear that. Oh, well. Well, thanks a lot for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday, folks. We really appreciate it. Thank you to our very, very, very special guest today, Mr. Seti Coscarella of TAT. T-A-A-T. Check it out. I put it in the blog section while we were chatting. So you can check it out at TAT Global, trytat.com. Cigarettes that aren't cigarettes at all. No nicotine. No bad stuff for you. So check it out. We are excited for the next couple shows. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, only 109 days until Christmas. Love you guys. Be smart, be safe, and educate. Have an awesome Weed Day Wednesday.